because of the chumra of Nedarim, so the minhag in Klal Yisrael is undertaken to be matan Nedarim before Rosh Hashanah. I want to point out that the Hataras Nedarim, which we do before Rosh Hashanah, does not apply to the language which we use and the way it's set up, does not apply to a person who's making a neder on a Torah level. A person undertakes specifically and he says, I'm going to make a neder to do a shvua or a neder on a certain thing. What it's for, Shlomo Zalman points out, is for Nedarim Derabanan. Because there's two types of Nedarim Derabanan which it applies to. If a person undertakes to do a davar toiv, a person, it's not something which is a chiyah that a person must do, a person decides to do something good, and he does it one time with intent to continue. He does not say a language of a neder, but he does not say a language of a bli neder. He does not indicate that he does not want to continue this. He plans to continue it. He does it one time. So the Chachamim were Masakin, and that gets a din of a neder, and once he's done it one time, he has a chiyuv to continue it. If a person has no intent one way or the other, and he does it three times, so he's done this davar toiv three times. Once he's done it three times, unless he's spoken out bli neder, and even though he has no specific intent to continue it, it becomes binding upon him to continue. That's a neder. Those are both examples of a neder, which is the rabbanon. Either he's done it one time, planning to continue, or three times, without any thought one way or the other, he has a chiyuv to continue this mitzvah rabbanon. Then the Hatar Sadar, which we do every Rosh Hashanah, excuse me, allows us to remove that neder, and that's not considered a neder anymore. Preferably, any time a person undertakes to do a davar toiv, it is worthwhile to speak out that he's doing a bli neder. A person undertakes to do meiser, starts giving meiser ksofim, a person should speak out he's doing a bli neder. The Chofetz Chaim points out a person should do that. A person that starts giving staka before davening, it's a davar toiv, the staka before davening, the person should point out doing that. The person wants to be a bal chesed, he wants to start filling up the washing cup for the next person after him. It's a chesed. He does it three times. It's now a neder, and he's mechuyev to continue this for the rest of his life, unless he would be matter the neder. He's undertaken to do a davar toiv. It's a chesed, helping the next person, and he's committed to do that. Person walks around every night before he leaves the yeshiva and shuts up the lights. It's a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda to prevent the loss of money to the yeshiva, to davar toiv. Person starts doing that three times without saying bli neder. He's now mechuyev to continue this the rest of his life. Every night before he leaves, he must check the lights and turn off the lights before he leaves. It's bound by a neder to rabbanon to do that, unless he's mat to the neder. So that's why we are mat to the dorm and every shana of these types in the dorm. We'll talk about some of the pratim, Bez Hashem, tomorrow and the next day. Have a good morning. Shir for the high school is 9:30. Seder for Yeshiva Gedolah is 9:40.